Well, talk about a big weather change across our area from yesterday to today. This first day of May is certainly looking and feeling more like we would expect for this time of year after yesterday's cloudy and damp weather with a mix of rain and snow. Temperatures will continue to climb into the day tomorrow, so we're actually going to move that switch up another notch from a spring-like day today to a summer-like day coming up tomorrow. And then by Thursday, we will increase the humidity levels as well. So Thursday will feel quite warm and muggy. And as we ramp up the heat, ramp up the humidity, we're also going to ramp up our chances for some wet weather. So conditions will turn damp, especially later in the week. In the short term, I will mention this. It's only the 1st of May. The weather is warming up now, but it's still quite early to plant those gardens, so be aware that any plants that are sensitive to frost or freeze should not be planted yet. I know a lot of people are itching to get outside and get into the garden, but I don't want you to plant something and have it die in a frost coming up down the road, so be patient with those things. I'll also mention that pollen levels are going to be up over the next couple of days as the tree pollen levels are going to be increasing with these warmer temperatures. High pressure is in control of our weather heading into tonight, so it looks to be a nice night. Under mainly clear skies, temperatures will drop to between about 50 and 55 degrees. I will mention that you may have the windows open this afternoon. You may want to lower them a bit before you go to bed tonight, but all in all, it looks to be rather comfortable and pleasant, especially considering how chilly much of the spring has been. And then for tomorrow, look for a blend of sunshine and clouds. Now, there could be a late shower or thunderstorm to the north and west of Albany tomorrow. But for the rest of us, it's dry the entire day. We'll see a gusty breeze kick up. Temperature should make it close to 80 degrees tomorrow. Still near 80 on Thursday, a better chance for showers and storms region-wide. And the humidity will be up on Thursday as well. And we're going to keep our chances for at least some rain heading into the day on Friday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and pleasant, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a late shower or thunderstorm, breezy and warm, high 76 to 82. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and pleasant, low 50 to 55. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a late shower or thunderstorm, breezy and warm, high 76 to 82. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear and pleasant, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm, high 80 to 85. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly clear and pleasant, low 50 to 55. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm, high 80 to 85. Region-wide on Thursday, variably to mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, warm and muggy, with a high around 80, and on Friday, mostly cloudy, with showers and thunderstorms likely, and highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.